Okay, so that's 6 o'clock. Okay, so the applicants are really not here, right?
Only for information.
Yeah, she's here.
What we need to do, or what is this about?
Okay.
Too much information.
Gotcha. Yeah, you guys are here as also audience, right? You're not presenting an item?
We're not presenting.
Okay.
We'll wait for that.
Unless we are, you think we're.
We have to get them from there. We can start it.
Yeah, okay. Now I call the Winchester Town Advisory Board on October 14, 2025 to order. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Hi, my name is Christian Barneon, and to my right I have.
Chris Hooper.
Judy Perez Siegel.
All right, and then we have as a liaison.
Beatrice Martinez.
And then our secretary is.
Allison Acosta.
All right, and from, we have anybody from planning? Nobody? Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda's item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about these items with its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public. Period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front over here. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any of the members of the council would like to extend the length of the presentation, will be done by the chairperson or the board council by a majority vote. Now we move to the approval of the minutes from the last meeting, which was on September 9, 2025. Do I have a motion? All those in favor?
Motion approved.
Oh yeah, sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion passes. Now we move to the approval of the agenda for today. Do I have a motion?
Motion for the agenda.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Next, we have informational items. Do we have any informational items?
Yes, Chair. We have a couple of events. This Saturday, Commissioner Sagerblum and Commissioner McCurdy are hosting their Latino Cultural Festival at the Government Center from 4 p.m. To 9 p.m. We're going to have resources, free food, cultural performances, and our one and only Miss Judy Siegel will be the queen of the festival.
So,
Winchester representation.
Okay.
There will also be $5 tequila flight drinks.
Oh.
And there's going to be tons of food.
Okay.
And then we also have here at Winchester the Life and Death Festival, November 1st and 2nd, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., both Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And that's all the informational items I have.
All right, so since we don't have the applicants, and we're moving to the planning and zoning portion of the agenda, can we have a 15-minute recess then?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to have 15-minute recess to see if they come to the meeting, okay?
For items.
Sure, they're not.
For all the items. They're not here.
Yeah.
Not here.
Nobody's here for any of the items?
We're here for item 2, but not as applicants.
Mm-hmm. The applicants
are you here for, are you just here
to hear for item 1?
Can we just skip to item 2?
They're not here.
The applicants are not here either.
To give them a time to get
here. No, we already asked them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not here.
So
thank you.
All right, so now we move to the planning and zoning portion of our agenda.
Chair, call the meeting to order.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, forgot about that part. I'm calling the Winchester Town Advisory Board to order, and we're gonna start with the planning and zoning portion of our agenda. We're gonna skip item number one, and we're gonna go to item number two, which is ET-25-400-108, Sky High LLC. We have the applicant?
Yes.
Come over here to the front, say your name, please, your address, and spell your last name for the record, please.
Sure, I'm Michael Cristalli, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Cristalli, C-R-I-S-T-A-L-L-I. Represent the interests of the applicant, Sky High. I believe the address of the location or of our corporate offices, I'm not sure which one you prefer. But the location is the office, 4145 Wagon Trail, Las Vegas. Lorenzo Bracco, who is the CEO and chairman of the company, principal owner of the company, is also present with me here today. So I don't know if you'd like me just to kind of present where we are today. A year ago, we came in front of, I believe, it's been more than a year now. Came in front, presented our lounge and operation. It's actually adjacent to our current operation, which is the dispensary, and the dispensary is called Jade, and Jade is on Desert Inn. So when we presented the lounge application, it was approved by the county commission. There were conditions on the approval, one of which was the 12 months that we had to at least advance the project to a certain point in terms of its completion. We went before the planning to get an extension. One of the conditions of the extension is that we had to come before the committee again and present for the extension. And part of that is why we're here today.
It took a very long time to get the building drawings, the drawings, and everything done. By the time we finished the building drawings, we had lapsed our 12 months. And when we went in February with the building department, it took forever. And by the time we actually got to the point where we can have a building permit, our zoning had expired, and we had to file for an extension, and we're here because of the extension. And
I think
we filed the extension, but the building permit is now ready, except for your extension. And the general contractor has already gone in and done the demo part of the building under a demo permit, and now is waiting for it.
I think one of the issues that the commission probably didn't take into consideration is the length of time that we would be in planning and development, and just because of how many people are in the lineup over there.
So it took forever.
Yeah. So we're prepared to go forward. We have been prepared to go forward with the plans and the development as presented and approved by the commission, but we have to go through this process again.
That's it.
Obviously open to any questions, if anyone has any questions for us as far as the project is concerned and the development.
All right, so we're gonna open for the public, but it's the same thing. You have to stand up and just say your name, spell your last name, give us your address, and then you can ask a question. They're not gonna respond, and they're gonna take your questions, and once all you're done with the questions, then they're gonna respond, okay?
Gentlemen.
I remember you.
I remember you, Michael. My name is Alan Stamm, S-T-A-M-M. I'm from the Las Vegas International Country Club Estates. You just know me well. This project actually started over 2 years ago, is when our meeting was with the commissioner.
Was it 2 years
when
ago?
When we were approved initially, yes.
Okay.
I have my notes here from the commissioner. We had a Zoom meeting, as you recall. You had a Zoom meeting. We had a meeting. There were several terms that you agreed to that we requested. I'm asking that all of those be verified again, and that you agree to all those that are, some of which are listed in the documents you have in front of you. Basically, it's no outdoor consumption, no outdoor patio, no outdoor anything. The employees are the only ones that park against the wall to the north to our property. There's a 1-year review period with the neighborhood and the county. 2 a.m. closure 7 days a week. Lighting and landscaping to be reviewed and discussed with us. And the Republic services be restricted to no late nights or early mornings. Those are the things we can all discuss. You had agreed with the commissioner, and he had brought those to the attention of everyone at the board meeting at which it was approved. And if I'm missing something, I think that's kind of the consensus of it, but we just want to make sure that it's still all the same terms. Nothing's modified. The building plans haven't been changed from what you presented 2 years ago. All those things, because we don't see anything different in the backup. So, Beatrice, maybe you can assist and tell us what you know or how we might discuss that. But if any of my other board members are here from the Las Vegas International Country Club, if they have something to add at this time.
He asked the right question.
I actually Jeanette Fresha, FRECETTE, live at the Country Club Estates as well. And just recently in the news has been some information on deadly DUIs that have concerned or involved the use of cannabis. They did a study in states where cannabis had been made legal, and what they found is over 83% of the drivers involved in a DUI dead crashes were high in cannabis. So what I'd like to know is what are the commissioners doing to look in to find out how many of the vehicle deaths in Las Vegas during the last 2 years were cannabis related? And if you haven't done anything, I'd like to know why that you haven't done any studies. I think a study needs to be done before any additional legalities of any type of consumption out in any public setting should be looked at all. Because basically, unless we get some regulations the same as a bar. Okay, you have the bar where the bartender can be held liable if he continues to serve somebody that's obviously intoxicated.
What is being done
to make sure that these individuals that are in these lounges and consuming are not turning around and getting in a car and driving off while they're high and driving illegal? That's my question.
Any other questions from the public? Okay.
Yeah, and I think Lorenzo's going to address some of those issues too. But first of all, with regard to the conditions, all the conditions that were previously set by the commission, we're going to follow all those conditions.
So the footprint of the building's not changing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not changing.
No.
Not changing.
Not changing.
Not changing. Correct.
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
So that's it, whatever the commission has previously given us in terms of their conditions.
We're simply asking an extension on the existing.
That's what we thought it would do. It wasn't clear.
Yeah.
We don't want to modify anything.
No.
Based on the existing.
Yeah. From a legal standpoint, I'll answer, but from a practical standpoint, I'll let Lorenzo answer. First of all, as far as the lounges are concerned, they're regulated by this. It is in the CCB regulations, and so the regulations do address those issues as it relates to consumption, and there are conditions on the lounge with regard to the consumption or individuals consuming and driving from the location. Actually, more than what is set in the statutes as it relates to DUI. I mean, and the one thing I will address, because I can't help myself from being a lawyer, is the dram shop law in the state of Nevada has applied for years and years and years and years where establishments are not liable for consumption.
It's in Nevada because of the casino.
But that's irrelevant to...
Yeah, if we can just stick to the land use and zoning extension time, the commissioner is more than happy to schedule a meeting with you. You have my contact, and we can talk about that.
But Michael said, we requested an extension based on everything that was there and pre-approved. No changes, no modifications.
Okay. So 1 year renewal.
This is a 1 year renewal.
Yeah.
1 year revisit again.
Yes, correct. Yeah. 1 year after we basically we open and then we have another review.
No,
One year from.
One year from certificate of occupancy.
From certificate of occupancy.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, if I understand it correctly, we're going to file open, and after 1 year of being open, the certificate of occupancy, we sit down with you and review if there's any changes.
And that would, so it'd be 2 years for the permit to be extended? Is that what the application is, for a 2 year extension? It's a 1 year extension of the permit to start construction?
Yes.
I have a question on the agreements. Where are these agreements?
Excuse me. If you have a question, you have to say your name, last name, and the address, please.
Okay, Bethany Kahn, 1924 Vegas Valley Drive. Where are the agreements that you mentioned?
They were all the commissioners' meeting 2 years ago, roughly.
Okay.
That it was all stated by Commissioner Sigerblum.
Okay.
That we had, the association had a meeting, Zoom meeting with the commissioner, and he agreed, along with Michael, together.
So those are all, you can find in the meeting minutes, everything that was approved, which is the same thing that you're looking to approve again tonight.
That's correct.
Does anybody on the board have any questions?
The only question I have is, when do you think you'll start building?
If the building department gives us the permit within the next few weeks after you approve it, mm-hmm. we can start building immediately. Our contractor said it's a 4 month build out. Mm. From the moment we obtain the final building permit, it's 4 months.
Got it. That was the only question I had. I have no further questions.
Okay.
That being said, I'd like to approve with staff conditions and recommendations. And I know that planning is approving it, and I'd just like to approve it with staff conditions.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, motion passes. All right, so now we're going to move to item number one, but I don't see the applicant.
Yeah, you can hold it. You have one more meeting to hold it, or you can... We can talk to the neighbors afterwards.
Okay. All right, so let's do that. So we're going to hold item number one for the next meeting of October 28th, 2025. Now we're going to... Oh, yeah, sorry. All those in favor?
Bye.
Bye. Motion passes.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, so that's on that. So now we're going to move to general business.
General business.
All right. Oh, any comments by the general public? This is...
We're learning.
So no comments by the general public.
Not this time.
Not this time, okay. So the next meeting will be on October 28th, 2025.
Meeting
adjourned. Thank you.
Oh, you're a fan of him.
It's my wife.
Oh.